All members, please vote. There are 21 members present. Would all members please check to see that they voted? We do have a quorum present to conduct business. Leading the invocation today is Pastor Gordon Johnson of the Resurrection Lutheran Church. Will the members please rise for the invocation?
Please join with me in the spirit of prayer. We pause this day, O Lord, to thank you for all good things we enjoy. We thank you for life, for breath, for all our daily gifts. We thank you for families, for our homes, for friends. We also thank you for the talents with which you have blessed us. And we ask that our labor for the benefit of those whom we serve may indeed be a blessing unto them. Guide us in our daily endeavors, that we may be ever mindful of your bountiful love and grace for us and for all your people. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Gordon. Representative Roeperg, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Hudson.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread across the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread across the journal. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. May the journal reflect that Representative Ivan and Representative Nikolai have been previously excused from the call of the House today, and that the following representatives have been previously excused until plane or ferry time yesterday and today, and as we know, that didn't happen. Now, they are Representatives Ryan, Bundy, Hodgins, Masick, Gubina, Williams, Croft, Berkowitz, Kemplin, Coring, and Moses. And additionally, Madam Speaker, Representative Kelly is excused today due to illness.
Without exception, those members will be shown as excused. We're appreciative of the members that are present, that were able to make it in. There are other members that are still on the way in. Clerk, please read the journal, or approve the journal for the previous legislative day.
I certify the presence of the journal for the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th legislative days in House and Senate Joint Journal Supplement Number 2.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the House Journal and Supplemental Journal, as certified by the clerk, be approved.
Without objection, the House Journals and Supplemental Journal are approved. Do we have guests today for introduction? All right, Representative Roeperg.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. And the Kratchevich Gallery is a friend of mine and a great public servant to the state of Alaska and the municipality of Anchorage. That's Assemblyman Joe Murdy, who is the president of the Alaska Municipal League this year, member of the Anchorage Assembly, founder of the Spinard Community Patrol, which I had the pleasure of riding in an automobile chase with him last fall. It was very exciting. He was a heck of a driver. So I'd like to have a big round of applause for Joe Meredy, please.
Further guests for introduction, Representative Osterman.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Speaker. In the Taylor Gallery, I also have a constituent in the gallery from Kodiak. He's working on the Senate side as a page. His name is Shaul Davidson, and he's the son of the ex-legislator Cliff Davidson. Please welcome Shaul.
Further guests, Representative Terrio.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to introduce an important constituent of mine, my travel partner yesterday, as we toured all of Southeast and Anchorage, flying around trying to get in, my son, Justin.
Further guests for introduction. This brings us down to messages. Do we have messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor, ma'am.
Messages from the other body.
A message dated January 17th, stating the Senate accepts the House invitation to meet Monday, February 3rd at 11 o'clock to hear an address by the Honorable Frank Murkowski, and on February the 25th at 11 o'clock for the State of the Judiciary by Chief Justice Alan Cohen, and a message dated January 16th stating the Senate has passed and returned House Concurrent Resolution Number 5. I have no further messages from the other body.
Do we have communications?
Disclosures have been received and will be printed in supplements. We received from the Division of Legal and Research Services the report examining court decisions and opinions of the Attorney General construing Alaska statutes. And we received the annual examination and evaluation of the Alaska Commercial Fishing and Agriculture Bank. From the Judicial Council, we received the 18th report to the Legislature and Supreme Court, executive summary of the assessment of child abuse and forensic use of DNA evidence. I have no further communications, Madam Speaker.
Do we have reports of standing committees?
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Resolutions or citations for introduction?
Citation in commemoration of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association's 30th anniversary by Representative Phillips and Senator Miller, honoring Freddie Buffmeyer by Representative Davies, honoring Don Gilman by Representative Phillips, Davis, Hodgins, and Senator Torgerson, honoring Linda Freed, Alaska Municipal League 1996 Employee of the Year by Senator Mackey, honoring Elgin Jones by Senator Ellis and Representative Kemplin, honoring the Greater Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce by Senator Taylor and Representative Williams, honoring Walter W. Shuham by Senator Taylor and Representative Williams, honoring William R. Wood by Senator Wilkin, honoring Dillingham Volunteer Fire Department and Rescue Squad by Senator Hoffman, in memoriam Emmett N. Trimble by Representative Phillips, in memoriam Floyd A. Blossom by Representative Phillips and Senator Torgerson. House Strike Resolution Number 14 by Representatives James, Barnes, Hodgins, Sanders, Mathick, Martin, Kemplin, Phillips, Caldery, relating to supporting the American Land Sovereignty Protection Act.
That will be referred to the House Special Committee on World Trade and State and Federal Relations and State Affairs Committee.
House Joint Resolution Number 15 by Representative Roekberg supporting continued funding of the Alaska National Guard Youth Corps Challenge Program.
That will be referred to the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs.
I have no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Do we have bills today for introduction?
House Bill 80 by Representative Bryce entitled an act establishing the Alaska Transportation Commission and relating to planning, design, construction, and maintenance of transportation facilities by the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities and providing for an effective date.
That will be referred to Transportation, State Affairs, and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Madam Speaker.
Bring this to consideration of the daily calendar. Clerk, please read the first item on today's calendar.
There are citations on today's calendar.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations on today's calendar are approved. Do we have unfinished business? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the following representatives be excused from a call to the House on the following days. Representative Hanley from 6:45 p.m. Plain Time Friday, January 24th, till 9:35 a.m. Plain Time Monday, January 27th. Representative Hanley again from 6:45 p.m. Plain Time Friday, February 28th, till 9:53 p.m. Plain Time Monday, March 3rd. Representative Hodgins from 3:02 p.m. Plain Time Friday, January 31st, until 2:17 p.m. Tuesday, February 4th. Representative Roekberg from 5:30 a.m. Plain Time Friday, January 31st, until 9:37 p.m. Plain Time Tuesday, February 4th. Representative Davies from 2:30 p.m. Plain Time Friday, January 24th, till 1:30 p.m. Sunday, January 26th. Representative Sanders from 6:45 p.m. Plain Time Wednesday, January 29th, until 9:34 p.m. Plain Time Monday, February 3rd. Representative Cott from 6:25 p.m. Plain Time Saturday, February 1st, until 9:37 p.m. Plain Time Sunday, February 2nd. Representative Cott again from 6:25 a.m. Plain Time Saturday, March 1st, until 9:37 p.m. Plain Time Sunday, March 2nd. Representative Cott again from 6:25 a.m. Plain Time Saturday, and April 12th, until 9:37 p.m. Sunday, April 13th. Representative Foster from 6:35 or 6:30 p.m. Plain Time Wednesday, February 12th, until 10:35 10 p.m. Plain Time Sunday, February 16th. And finally, again, Representative Sanders from 1 p.m. Plain Time Friday, February 28th until 9:34 Plain Time Wednesday, March 5th.
Objection to those members being shown as excused. Without objection, they will be approved. Do we have committee announcements? General announcements, Mr. Majority Leader? Mr. Minority Leader?
Speaker, just a brief announcement. There will be a minority caucus immediately following the session in room 205.
Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Consistent with our stated policy of recognizing birthdays that weren't previously recognized, we do have a member who has a birthday that's already occurred this year, and we'd like to recognize that. Representative Rokeberg was born on January 4th. Other significant people who were born on that day, showing the diversity of possibilities for our representative, everything from Diane Cannon to Don Shula. He could have the wisdom and creativity of George Washington Carver, or he could have the tenacity of Floyd Patterson. One of the things that it requests this day that people born on this day should do, and again, it might be good for all of us, try to accept that everyone isn't as organized as you are. This will keep you both in touch with your temper and your blood pressure, and from going through the roof. So would all the members please rise and let us recognize the January 4th birthday of Representative Rokeberg.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Norman. Happy birthday to you.
Representative Rokeberg, you have the floor.
For once, Madam Speaker, I'm
speechless. Thank you very much, and I appreciate it.
Hope you had a nice birthday. House briefly stand at ease, Mr. Majority Leader.
And visit us later.
Further announcements, committee announcements, Representative Cowdery.
We'll hold a series of oversight hearings on state-funded international trade activities from January the 28th and January the 30th at 10 a.m. The committee room will be 120.
Further announcements, Representative Hanley.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. House Finance will meet today at 1:30. We'll continue with our overviews of the various departments. Today we have Department of Administration, Military and Veterans Affairs, DNR, Natural Resources, and Fish and Game.
This brings us down the calendar to special orders. There are no special orders. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday, January 22nd.
Before we adjourn, let me remind the majority members that immediately there is a majority caucus and immediately there is a minority caucus. We are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.